Zach Johnson survived a four-hole aggregate playoff to win the 144th British Open for his second major title. Johnson rolled in a 30-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole that got him into the three-man playoff, and he outlasted Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman to win the British Open. Meanwhile, Masters and U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth says he will defend his Australian Open title at the end of November. In baseball, in the American League, the Red Sox dropped off both ends of their doubleheader in Anaheim yesterday, with the Angels downing the Red Sox 11-1 in the afternoon game and 7-3 in the nightcap. The Yankees had a day off. In the National League, Washington topped the Mets 7-2. In interleague play, Philadelphia defeated Tampa Bay 5-3. Pittsburgh trumped Kansas City 10-7. Former FIFA Vice President Jeffrey Webb no longer has time on his hands. The indicted soccer official is providing 11 luxury watches to secure the $10 million bond that provided his release from custody, along with his wife's wedding ring, three opulent cars, and 10 properties. Meanwhile, former FIFA Vice President Chung Mong-jun says he is leaning toward running for president of football's governing body at the February 26th election to replace Sepp Blatter. The NBA's first female summer league head coach has led her team to the title. Becky Hammon coached the San Antonio Spurs to a 93-90 victory over the Phoenix Suns in the Las Vegas Summer League Championship last night. A Boston City councilor is demanding a full copy of the initial bid Boston submitted to the U.S. Olympic Committee. With the Grand Slam in sight, Serena Williams is not going to risk playing world team tennis. Williams originally was slated to play for the Washington Castles this week, but the Castles announced that Williams would miss those matches.